Welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into education in Mid-Missouri. I'm Claire Banderas. English 1000 is a class you can find at many colleges across the country. Allison Kofelt from the Missouri Audio Project explores a different take on the traditional composition class, where some students studied writing and rhetoric through the lens of race.
There's a class at the University of Missouri that everyone has to take. It's called Exposition and Argument. But students and teachers usually strip it down to its numerical name, English 1000.
Really, it's a space that doesn't exist in very many places at the university.
That's Donna Strickland, Director of Rhetoric and Composition.
I mean, these small classes where people can have these intimate conversations.
Students come from all over, and they enroll in this class, a class that's offered at colleges across the country. Except Columbia is just 2 hours away from Ferguson, where a police shooting ignited the Black Lives Matter movement.
Is this what community looks like?
The Auto Zone is on fire.
And the University of Missouri is a campus that made national news last year with protests over racism.
The student body is 77% white and just 7% black. Protesters say the response from the school president, Tim Wolf, has been inadequate.
I think that talking about race matters.
Again, Donna Strickland.
It's not that you, I don't think that we always have to focus our English 1000 courses around race, but it just seemed like in that particular moment, it was really important for that to be a possibility.
Donna oversees the 50 or so instructors who teach the 4,000 students that take composition every year. Some of the instructors had approached her with questions on how to talk about what was going on. So Donna issued an invitation. She asked if people wanted to meet. They could talk about how to start conversations about race in their classrooms, how to navigate discussion, their motivations, types of questions, texts to use, whatever they wanted.
You showed up on the first day and I was like, okay, this is a writing class. We're going to study writing processes and writing as a process. And we're going to do that by focusing on experiences of race in America. So we talked about...
Karina Cook is one of the instructors who chose to focus on race in her class. Karina's class watched films and read books that reflected on race in some way.
I think, like, when I first signed up for this class, I didn't know there was, like, a topic. And then whenever we heard about race, I was, like, really uneasy last year in an atmosphere where some of us couldn't feel like we could talk about it. So this class has been, like, an eye-opener to be able to talk about race.
Whenever we started class, she had us write notes to her about what we needed from the class to be able to talk about these things, and I think a lot of people said that they were scared. We basically just said, okay, we're going to agree to not be that way.
Donna doesn't think anyone should be required to teach race. Donna says she wants instructors who are committed to doing their own internal work, to processing and thinking and searching.
And I think that's important. You know, so that's the other thing, right? I mean, is that people sometimes say, oh, I don't want to do it because I'm afraid I'll say the wrong thing. And so, I mean, one of the things, you know, that's been really important is just to be okay with discomfort.
The students and teachers who do this work are looking at big, amorphous things, things in progress. They're sitting in a classroom in the middle of campus, in the middle of a state, in the middle of this country. They're working on how to be in this spot.
I mean, I want to live in a society in which I don't feel like I'm part of the problem. I want this for myself. Not that I'm doing this, you know, as charity work. I'm doing this because it matters. It matters to me. It matters to all of us.
For the Missouri Audio Project, I'm Allison Kofelt.
To hear Allison's full story, you can visit kbia.org or missouriaudioproject.com. That's this week's exam. I'm Claire Banderas. Thanks for listening.